you gotta get out if you wanna get in. Even though Peter Gabriel said that you have to get in to get out, you also have to get out to get in. So right now, as we're standing here, we're all gonna get out so we can get back in. If you can kind of, if you wanna do it here, if you can kind of just close your eyes for a second, kind of feel yourself here, standing here. It's always good to just feel your feet kind of resting against the floor and think about how much gravity is sucking you down to the ground. And while you're doing that, if you can just kind of imagine the spirit side of you, or the ego side, or the anything other than the kind of physical body itself, just kind of squeezing out of this tiny little pore that's somewhere right down here around the center of gravity. And everything just kind of squeezes out, okay? So here goes yourself. Just kind of get outside of your body. It's all just squeezing out. The beautiful thing about squeezing outside of your body right now is that the whole kind of spirit side of yourself can kind of tumble around into a ball in front of you and turn into this tiny little speck. Squeeze together this tiny little speck. And the whole thing here is that as we're all squeezing into our tiny little spirit specks, we're now going to go back inside through this little speck. And if you can picture you're looking at your own body now, try to imagine what your own body looks like from the outside. You're looking at your own body, and as you're looking at it, you just kind of get closer and closer so you can see your own face and coming up closer to it, what you really look like to other people, you know? And you're getting closer to it, you see your eyes there and your nose. And as you get closer, you get really close up to the skin, it just starts to look sort of ugly and hideous because you're seeing these big pores and hairs and the whole thing. And getting closer and closer, all the way up kind of to your cheek there. What happens is now you climb under and you're going up enough to your whole field of view is sort of your nostril. And you're looking up into your own nostril here now. You look up, you see this black hole and hair and, you know, snot and everything up there. You decide to climb in, so at this point you're kind of climbing in past the hairs, and you're getting smaller and smaller, and the hairs are like big, you know, big trees sticking out there, kind of wading through the mucus into the back here of the hole, and now you're back in the back of your throat, and you see this huge tongue underneath you with, like, saliva all over it and everything, and you're kind of standing in the kind of internal hole there in the back of your sinuses and jump down onto the tongue, you know, and now you're kind of knee deep, and you're going back, and you see that little thing that hangs down there, now you start kind of climbing down into the throat, and you're going down your own throat there, and you're going down, and you're kind of climbing down, and little muscles and constrict as you climb down, and finally you end up down in your own stomach, and now you enter into the stomach, and you start to see exactly what you ate all day today. Now you're in there with it, like sort of mayonnaise from that sandwich, and meat or whatever, kind of turning into this paste in your stomach, or if you're vegetables or whatever it is, fit for life. And so you're in there and you're kind of in with the digestive juices and swimming now, and as the whole thing starts to bubble into this kind of digestive thing, you feel yourself just kind of getting sucked down into the intestines, and you're going down the intestines, and luckily before you go any further, you start to get sucked into the walls of the intestines and kind of into the bloodstream. So now you find yourself floating on these things of blood, and you're going through the veins, and find yourself pumping through your veins. It's kind of getting warmer now. You go from a tiny vein into a bigger vein, and then opens up into an artery. And now you're going through that artery, and you find yourself coming closer to your own heart. You get up to your own heart, and you start to hear it. It's quiet, except for this big muscle. And you come up to it, and it gets a little bit louder as you get closer. A little bit louder. You realize you're coming right up to it now. And the big ventricle opens up, and you find yourself floating in the middle of your own heart. And you're looking around, and you see it. Your own heart, the muscle that's pumping right now. You can feel your heart from the inside and feel it from the outside pumping. It's been pumping for years and years now, keeping you alive. Pumping just seems to get louder and louder as you're standing in there. And it gets louder and louder. As it gets louder, it starts to get deafeningly loud. And when it gets louder, it starts to scare you. And the louder it gets, the more scared you get. And the more scared you get, the faster it beats. And the faster it beats, the more scared you get. And the more scared you get, the faster it beats. And now you get more. But now, you just don't feel anything anymore. You're just floating there. You don't feel anything. You don't feel good. You don't feel bad. Just nothing. Nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. And as soon as you realize that you're nothing, you realize that you're everything. And that's when you realize that you're in Game Henge! Because as soon as you realize that you're nothing, you realize that you're everything. And that's when you realize that you're a game age.